war not started by me. Take the price of the human life. Never told up, never turn about. This happens to me. Proliferation of ignorance. Other than say to destroy. Battlefield and father. Not me, my own mind war. Who has won? Who has died?
Hello, you're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and this is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down, and this is a special metal edition of this particular radio show. Today we will be playing metal for you, and I'm saying we because I have my best friend Manos all the way from Greece, who is the biggest metal fan I know, here in studio. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hello, Vancouver.
Hello. So what we just heard, my friend?
This was a song by Sepultura, a band from Rio de Janeiro, or close to Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, which according to the advertising back in 1989, is in the heart of the Brazilian jungle.
Yeah, that's what it says on the record.
It was the title track from Beneath the Remains and one of my favorites.
Yeah, it was very, very good. And it was a good transition from Dunkin's Donuts. So we hope you weren't scared. So today we prepared for you a little bit of metal. It's a metal. It's a metal edition of the We All Fall Down. We will play you some hits, and we also will play you some songs which we think are played by metal bands, but they sound like punk rock. And we also will play some covers by metal bands. Metal bands doing punk covers, correct?
That's right, too.
Okay, so should be a good show. We're very excited, and we would like to start playing metal for you with the classic song and the super hit by the band called Black Sabbath.
Yeah, this is Paranoid. I'm sure you all know this one.
All the way from United Kingdom of England, and this is Paranoid on We All Fall Down, 101.9 FM.
Oh, Come on! spread the word throughout the land. They say, bad guys, we're black, we're tech and can't turn back. You see us coming at you all together, but for cover. You're gone and you better listen. Well, my friend, you see, it's best now. Down below, aim at you and the devil's of hell. Tears down, get me warm. They talk in no tall tales. We're just a loon. Your doom is coming me out with the devil's of hell. Better not take it out on me, cause your sound is found where your city used to be. So out of the darkness and into the light, spark fire but we're inside from a double barrel from rage. Can't lock me in your cage. You see us coming and you all together run for cover.
We'll take it over this town.
Here we come, reach for your gun and you better listen well, my friend. You see, it's best now, down below.
Hello, hello, you're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and this is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. My name is Tim, and here me with my friend Manos, we are playing metal for you. It's metal edition of We All Fall Down.
Awesome.
So we just played you some metal hits, and we really hope you enjoyed that. The last song, what was the last song, my friend?
That last one was Cowboys from Hell by Pantera, also the title track, a big album from them back in early 90s.
Yeah, 1990. Before that, it was a special gift from myself. I don't know, I found it funny and kind of interesting because we decided to play it in the first block of music. We decided to play hits, like the songs which... hits in metal, and I decided to bring and play a song by a Russian band, the band called Aria, and it was a song called Герой Асфальта from their album of the same title. The name of the album means Hero of Asphalt, and this album was released in 1987. The band is from Moscow, and they're the biggest metal band in Russia, and they were criticized, especially on the early stages, that they just basically ripped off Iron Maiden, and even there were some rumors, not rumors, but like some... Yeah, criticism that they were actually translating the lyrics from Iron Maiden, translating it in Russian and singing the songs which basically Maiden composed and did. So that was Aria, and it was a song called Герой Асфальта. And the reason we especially played it after the Iron Maiden track.
Yeah, we played The Trooper, which was the second single from Iron Maiden's huge album in 1983, Peace of Mind, which hopefully you guys saw or heard how similar those two bands actually sounded.
They were very, very similar.
Yeah, and this album actually recently, a couple years back, hit double platinum in Canada, so it was quite big.
And the Maiden, they're coming in Vancouver this summer.
Yeah,
I know that you're going.
Real excited for that show. The last one was wicked.
So, yeah. And we opened this block of metal music for you, the classic song by Black Sabbath, legendary Black Sabbath from Britain. And it was a song called Paranoid from the title track from their album, which came out back in 1970. Next block of music we will play for you, I don't know, is it like we decided to play songs by metal bands, but which sound like punk? Is it a good explanation?
Yeah, I'd say that's about right. These aren't covers. They're actually songs that the bands themselves wrote, and we just think that they sound like
punk-ish.
They could be on a punk album, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we have a phone call from the listener. If you have any requests or if you would like to hear some metal songs, give us a call, 604-822-2487, 604-822-CITR. And for now, we will play a little bit the band from Gelsenkirchen, that's in Germany. The name of the band is Sodom, and the name of the song is Ausgebombt.
Yeah.
Correct? Okay, so let's listen. This is Sodom from Germany, and this is Weekly Metal Show. We all fall down.
Time is Yeah. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold. But the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. Know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot and salute?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, and this is the weekly metal show We All Fall Down, and we're broadcasting from University of British Columbia. We're playing today metal music for you on this show. It's a special edition of We All Fall Down with metal songs. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for calling in. And the last song, it was a request for my friend Trevor, who used to host a show here on CITR. And the name of the show was... Trevor, excuse me for the wrong pronunciation, but the name of the show was Vengeance Is Mine.
Vengeance?
This?
Maybe Vengeance.
Maybe Vengeance. Okay, Trevor... you know that I'm not very good with pronunciation, so I hope that's okay. But it was a request from my very good Trevor, who is listening to the show. That was a song by the band called Goat Whore from Louisiana. And this region is located in the United States of America. It was from their album Carving Out the Eyes of God, which was released in 2009, and it was a song Apocalyptic Havoc. Before that, we heard a song by a British band called Tank, and it was a killer track called Don't Walk Away from their anthology album The Filth Hounds of the Hades Dog of War, which came out in 2007. The interesting fact about this band, that the band was started by the former a member of the legendary British band called The Damned, and he played on their best, I think that's their best album, at least in my opinion, the debut, the album Machine Gun Etiquette. And Ward was he founded and fronted the band Tank, and until he retired in 2010. And the interesting fact that his brother, and his brother's name is Ian, was a roadie for Motorhead, The Undertones, and The Ramones. So this is the information about the band Tank from UK, and it was a killer track, Don't Walk Away. So, Manos, what we heard before that?
All right, working backwards. Before Tank, we were listening to Nuclear Assault. A couple guys from that were really early members of Anthrax formed that band, and they play some wicked thrash, and they also do some of these funny punk songs and really good albums if you could check them out.
Yeah, I like the song because it was about emo people, so...
Yeah, it's, they always throw some punches.
They're very, very good humor.
Yeah. Before that, we had a band from Canada. They're based out of Ottawa, Ontario, although I'm pretty sure the founder and the songwriter, guitarist, he's from Vancouver. His name's Jeff Waters. The band is Annihilator, and we heard his song about Kraft Dinner. Apparently, he really likes Kraft Dinner. And before that was a German thrash band. When we had the Big Four coming up in North America in thrash, Germany was also making their big three in Creator, Sodom, and Destruction. And this was Sodom, and what we heard was the song Ausgebombt from Agent Orange, a really good album.
Good. Thank you very much, my friend.
No problem.
Very good. What do we have prepared for the listeners?
Right, speaking of these big four, Slayer, Anthrax, Metallica, and my personal favorite, Megadeth, they've each done a really good punk cover, and in this next block, we're going to hear a cover from each of them, starting with Megadeth and their Sex Pistols cover of Anarchy in the UK.
So yeah, this is a blend between metal and punk rock show, but we're doing a metal edition, so we decided in the very beginning of the very end of the show to play some punk rock covers from Big Four: Megadeth, Metallica, Slayer, and Anthrax. This is Anarchy in UK by Megadeth, and originally was done by Sex Pistols. Thank you so much for listening. We all fall down, CITR, Megadeth.
Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a weekly punk rock show. We all fall down. We are almost done here, and we played you some covers. The last song we heard, it was by Napalm Death, legendary band from UK, and it was their cover of Dead Kennedys, a song called Nazi Punks Fuck Off, from the band's EP, Leaders Not Followers, and that was a block of metal bands doing punk covers. What else did we hear, my friend? Before that, Slayer?
Yeah, before that we had Slayer. Richard Hung Himself, their DI cover.
And it was from their 1996, I think it was a cover album called Undisputed Attitude.
Yes, that's the right one.
And then another big four band, Anthrax, and they did a cover of Discharge, Protest and Survive. Then Metallica.
Yeah, Metallica. We had a Misfits cover.
Last Caress.
Last Caress, yeah, that's the one.
And
yeah, go ahead.
No, what's the name?
From the Garage Days. Revisited.
And the first one was your favorite, Megadeth, doing a cover of Sex Pistols song Anarchy in the UK from their album So Far. So Good, So What?
Yeah, 1988 album. And Dave Mustaine said that they were listening to a lot of punk when they wrote this album. So I guess that's why that cover's on there.
Thank you for a fact. Yeah, that's, I didn't know. Okay, that's it. Thank you so much for listening. That was the weekly punk rock show. We all fall down. I have something interesting planned for the next show, and there will be some interviews with some interesting bands. And I already have confirmed the interview with Chris from the Flatliners, and there might be another interesting interview, and we will hear it next Thursday. Thank you so much for listening. That was the metal edition of We All Fall Down. If you like what I heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca. I also have a blog, We All Fall Down, CITR.tumblr.com, and you'll be able to find this episode tonight. And I also have the list of upcoming shows on this website. And We All Fall Down Facebook page and my Twitter page. It all has the links to this radio show episodes. And to finish up, to wrap up, we would like to play very last amazing song by the band called Motorhead.
Yeah, this we've all heard Ace of Spades a million times, so decided to bring another real popular one, but called Killed by Death off No Remorse.
And I think that's our both favorite song by the band, yeah?
I'd say so, yeah.
My favorite song by Motorhead. Okay, thank you so much for listening. That was a metal edition of We All Fall Down, and this is Motorhead. Thank you so much, my friend, for coming.
Hey, thanks for having me, Tim. Lots of fun.
This is Motorhead, Killed by Death. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And Inksuds on CITR 101.9 FM. This week's show is a panel I did at Emerald City Comic Con just at the beginning of April. It's a conversation between me and famed comic artist, cartoonist, and illustrator Bill Sienkiewicz. I've been a fan of Bill for many years. You can find his work in titles such as Electro Assassin, Stray Toasters, Daredevil Love and War, and much more. I hope you enjoy. It was a rare chance to talk to him, and I'm very grateful for it.
Where I saw,